The flight recorders from Air France Flight 447 are slowly making their way to Paris to be analyzed. That flight crashed into the Atlantic nearly 2 years ago, killing everyone on board. Last week, two bodies were recovered from the wreckage, still strapped to their seats. The voice and data recorders were discovered a few days earlier, following a long and expensive search. There's a hope that the black boxes will finally help explain what happened to Flight 447. But some wonder why we still rely on black boxes in the age of wireless technology. Peter Goltz is the former managing director of the National Transportation Safety Board. He's in Washington. Mr. Goltz, the New York Times Sunday Magazine ran an extensive story yesterday on the Air France crash investigation. That story referred to the black box as, and I quote now, a relic that has barely changed in the last half century of flight. Would you agree with that?
Well, the concept hasn't changed in the last half century, but the reality is the boxes have been able to monitor and record far greater numbers of activities taking place on the plane than previously. You know, in 1995, when I first went to the board, there was an accident in Pittsburgh, and the flight data recorder had less than six parameters. Mm. Nowadays, a flight data recorder can monitor an unlimited number, 250 different parameters. So there has been some improvements.
Right, but you still have to go look for that black box.
You've got to go find the black box, that's right. And there's a limited lifespan on the locating device.
Right, when you say limited lifespan, you're talking about those sonic pings that go out, but that's only for 30 days, right?
That's correct, although they've been replacing the 30-day batteries now with 90-day batteries. So I think within a fairly short period of time, a couple of years, all of the data recorders will have 90-day batteries. But this is long overdue. That should have been done years ago.
What are some of the other technologies that could improve on the black box?
Well, probably the most interesting is the ability to download in real time data from the aircraft via satellite to ground stations where it'd be recorded and held. Now there's considerable debate about how much bandwidth you would need to do, the cost of this, but there's been a working group that was established after the crash of Air France 447 that really said, you can do this. The technology is there now, and probably the best way to do it would be to set up some guidelines so that the transmission to the satellite takes place only when there's a difficulty beginning to take place on the plane, not continuously. So if you started to get an aircraft into trouble, that would trigger the transmission to the satellite.
And what are some of the other things that could be changed easily at this point to make recovery and analysis more efficient?
Well, I think one thing that should be considered is the use of having an actual GPS locator system built into the box. The flight data recorder has all of the inputs necessary to identify precisely where the box is. It would be a cost item, but it would certainly be able to speed up the recovery of any flight data recorder if such a device were built into it.
Well, a lot of what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and you have to wonder why airlines have not been adopting these ideas.
Well, I think one is airlines are not going to do anything in this area that they're not ordered to do. So the various civil aviation authorities would have to order this. And the FAA, over the years, has looked at these issues here in the United States, but has been reluctant to move forward on an order because, first of all, crashes are very unusual, very unique. We have the safest air system in the world now. And secondly, crashes over open water is a unique subset of a unique event. So I think they've been reluctant to order air carriers to spend new money on events that are just so rare.
Peter Goltz, the former managing director of the National Transportation Safety Board. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.